This is North Shore Today for Monday, February 27, 2017. Four local weekend fires are making news today. A fatal fire in Beverly, a fire in Salem, and two more fires in Lynn. Bill Newell has the details.
Rick, Paul Layton writes on today's front page of the Salem News. The victim in Saturday's Beverly fatal fire on Hale Street has been identified as Renee Mary, a longtime activist in the city. Former city councilor John Burke, a close friend of Mary's, confirmed that she had died in the fire at her home at 274 Hale Street. "It's shocking," Burke said. "I'm deeply saddened." Officials were still trying to find relatives of the victim on Sunday and were waiting to officially release her name until they were notified. Mary, 86, was a retired book editor who lived alone in a house next to Endicott College. She was a regular for decades at municipal meetings and was an outspoken advocate for environmental and other causes. In Salem, a 71-year-old woman was taken to Salem Hospital while an elderly man had to be rescued from a second-story window by firefighters using a ladder after a fire broke out early Sunday morning at the Salem Housing Authority's Colonial Terrace housing complex at 5 Nickel Street. In all, five people were displaced, though the fire was contained to one apartment, said Deputy Fire Chief Keith Pelletier. There were no serious injuries, and fire officials are investigating the cause. Pelletier did not know what injuries the woman might have suffered that caused crews to transport her to the hospital. She was later released. There were two fires in Lynn. One woman was hospitalized, and dozens of residents were left out in the cold for more than an hour after a two-alarm fire at a three-story brick apartment building on Chatham Street Sunday afternoon. Lynn District Fire Chief Stephen Archer said that the blaze, reportedly started shortly after 12:30 in the afternoon, was caused by a cooking fire that started in the kitchen of a second-floor apartment. It's a 34-unit complex at 333 Chatham Street. Most of the damage was confined to that one apartment. On Saturday afternoon, a two-alarm fire, an electrical fire at 295 Lynn Shore Drive, left 10 apartments uninhabitable until smoke and water damage cleanup is completed. Thor Jorgensen writing in today's Daily Item, firefighters responded to the building at 2:40 p.m. and extinguished a fire that started on a sixth-floor utility shaft before moving to the seventh floor. The fire caused a fair amount of damage to the shaft and nearby walls, according to District Chief Stephen Archer. There are more details on all of these stories in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn and the Salem News. I'm Bill Newell for North Shore Today, MSO News Sports. Rick?
Okay, Bill, thank you. John Castelluccio writes in the Salem News, Peabody city officials are contemplating a local ban on public consumption of marijuana or marijuana concentrate. It is illegal now under state law, but it's a difficult law to enforce, according to Peabody Police Chief Tom Griffin. It's complicated in part by the fact that possession of small amounts of the drug is legal, and further that recreational marijuana sales and private use will also soon be legal in Massachusetts. Chief Griffin and Mayor Ted Betancourt say this local law would be similar to existing city ordinance prohibiting drinking alcohol in public. The chief is quoted as saying, "You can't walk down Main Street in Peabody and drink a beer. It would be the same thing like that." The effort pushed by the chief also comes on the heels of councilors agreeing to put a referendum on the city ballot in November to ban retail pot sales and operations in Peabody. That's allowed under provisions for local controls included in the new recreational pot law. More on this story in today's Salem News. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com that animal rights activists in Lynn are urging Walmart to extend its commitment to sell only cage-free eggs in the United States by 2025 to Mexico and Latin America. About a dozen protesters associated with the Humane League stood outside Walmart's parking lot on the Lynnway Sunday afternoon, holding signs reading Stop Walmart Double Standards and End This Abuse. The hashtag Walmart Double Standards has been circulating around social media. Since its founding in 2005, the Humane League has been committed to ending the caging of hens in the egg industry worldwide. More on this story in Item Live today, the story written by Gayla Colley. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, low-level fireworks will burst over a corner of downtown Gloucester this Monday, today, Tuesday, and Wednesday evening, and maybe even Thursday. The pyrotechnics on and around the Gortons of Gloucester property on Roger Street will mark an effort by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Division of Wildlife Services to force out an infestation of crows causing outdoor sanitary and health issues on the site. Colby Cozino, wildlife specialist with the USDA's wildlife program serving Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut, would say only the owner of the private property at 128 Roger Street, that's the address of Gorton's headquarters, contacted the agency and requested assistance in dealing with the large number of crows that frequent the property, especially in late afternoons and evenings. Cozino, who is based at the USDA Wildlife Service Office in Amherst, sent a notification letter to the city and its public safety departments on Friday, telling them of the plans to use pyrotechnics that should serve as a non-lethal approach. More on this story, written by Ray Lamont, in today's Gloucester Times. It is Monday, after all. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.